I'm Melissa.
I'm Jam.
And I'm a chemist.
And I'm not.
And welcome to Chemistry for Your Life,
the podcast that helps you understand and do chemistry at home in your everyday life once a month.
Okay, Jam. Did you do your experiment this month?
I did do my experiment this month.
It feels like it has been a long time since we've done this because we've had a whole winter storm and you've moved and lots of life has happened since the last time we did our experiment with Stephanie.
Yeah, definitely very true.
With Dr. Ryan.
Yeah. I remember filming the other one in my old kitchen. It's like kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know, but
feels like forever.
Yeah, seriously does. So it's nice that much has happened and that we were already to a point where I could pretty easily film another one here. But it was kind of funny feeling like, oh yeah, I haven't filmed one in here yet. So I can set it up a different way or whatever.
So all of you guys can see what Jam's kitchen looks like now, his new kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I kind of did on the dining table. So anyway, spoiler alert. But
okay, Jam, well, tell us what you did for your experiment this week.
So Melissa told me to grab some crayons, which we actually had some, which is cool. And I drew on a piece of paper two Erlenmeyer flasks, the cool little triangular kind of seeming cone shaped and then, you know, flasks that we all associate with chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
So I drew two of them. And one of them I colored completely front and back with crayon. And then I cut them out. That way, it's just like a lot easier to just make sure you really get it when it's not this thing that's cut out and has odd edges to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut them out and then I just dripped some water on them, on the colored one and the non-colored one.
Mm-hmm.
And on the no crayon one, the water soaked in so fast, just like we'd expect.
Mm-hmm.
On the one that I had completely colored, it had the water beat it up on top.
Okay.
But I noticed that, so I left them there for a little while. I'm just kind of watching them. And it did sort of start to soak in to the paper, but not very fast. It was like very slow. And so when I picked them back up, the droplet actually fell off of that. Crayon colored Erlenmeyer flask. Sorry.
Nice. Okay.
So I did that according to your instructions. And then I very quickly dunked them in water, just in and out. And the one that had no coloring on it soaked up water super fast, became very, very flimsy. And, you know, just like we'd expect. And then the other one did not soak up very much water. It did soak up some. I think partly I was thinking because the edges, of course, aren't colored.
Yeah.
There's still ways for water to get in, but for the most part, it still had a structure to it. It didn't get like really floppy as much.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just observed that, and I talked about that a little bit on the video as well. And then I put them in and left them for like about a minute or so into the water. Mm-hmm. And then pulled them back out. And the non-crayon colored one got super flimsy then and just was like one to fall apart.
Falling apart, yeah.
Yeah. And the crayon colored one did soak up more water, but still retained some structure to it. And in general, just like when you pulled it out, it just felt still more solid to it. It didn't feel nearly as soaked. And that was it, I guess.
Okay, great. That was exactly what I was hoping would happen. So the chemistry here is that the crayon is made of wax, and when you're coloring, you're just literally transferring wax to the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And wax is nonpolar, and water is polar. Mm-hmm. And things want to be with other things like themselves. So water, which is polar, and oil or wax, which are nonpolar, don't like to mix together. Mm-hmm. You've seen that. So that's what happens when you're coloring this. And that's why it sort of waterproofs, quote unquote, paper when you coat it with crayon.
Right.
These are big words for a little kid. So the way, and I would say the reason why I really like this experiment is because young kids probably don't know inherently, while a lot of adults do, that crayon makes paper sort of repel water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like a lot of us adults sort of know that that's going to happen. Kids probably won't. So they might be pretty surprised. And it lets them do some art. You know, they get to color a shape. They could color a heart. They could color a triangle. Whatever they like, they could do, you know? So that makes it fun. You can also tie in questions like Dr. Ryan talked about when she came on our episode and mm-hmm. ask, is this water a solid, a liquid, or a gas? What about the crayon? Solid, liquid, or gas? What about the paper? And so they can be thinking about those different states of matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you drip the water onto the paper, ask them what they think will happen.
Mm.
And then I would drip it onto the paper without the crayons and let them see the results, and then have them do the same thing for the one with the crayon.
Mm-hmm.
And that will basically be prompting them to hypothesize and then test their results.
Right.
And then do the same thing when you have them dip it in water and then when you just leave it in water.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do to adapt this experiment is try to color it with other things. Do light crayon, do heavy crayon, do marker, do colored pencil, and see. I think the marker could be cool because I think it might start to dissolve in the water when you leave it there. Because most markers are water soluble.
Mm-hmm.
That could be pretty cool. And if you want to get really crazy and you don't mind a mess, pull out some oil and see what happens when you put oil there.
Mm.
And see if the oil sticks on that crayon better. That mm-hmm. could be really fun too.
Dude, nice.
So that's just a way to take a really simple thing most parents have around the house, some crayons, some paper, and get your kids thinking scientifically and to spend a fun afternoon doing art and science together with very minimal effort. And it'd be just fun, quick, and easy.
Yeah. One thing I did at the end, just to see, this is not very scientific, but I took the one that didn't have any crayon on it at all mm-hmm. and just put my fingers on either end of it and just kind of pulled to see how easily it would pull apart. And it was like so easy. And then the one that had crayon on it, I tried the same amount of force. So I know that's like not very scientific, but I just tried to feel it out and it definitely right. stayed together better. So
wow.
it still started to want to tear. But it was like so easy with the other one. So I think that was kind of interesting because it at least showed like, oh yeah, this one got way more water soaked in it and it was wanting to fall apart. And the other one was a little harder to pull apart.
Yeah. And the reason I think some water does still soak in is like you said, the edges don't have wax on them.
Mm-hmm.
But also probably at the molecular level, the crayon isn't a complete coating. You know, you can even see that when you draw, there's like some gaps in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you, there's a girl online who makes drawings out of crayon that's like totally solid. Mm-hmm. You just cannot see any white at all. It looks like mm-hmm. it was printed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you could go that route and get it completely covered in crayon, which is unlikely for a child, it would be very waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be pretty impressively waterproofed at that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do a little one around the edge after you cut it out or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, cool. Well, thanks for coming and doing science with us this week, Jam.
Dude, anytime. I hadn't colored in a long time, so it really brought me back, you know?
Was it a little trip down nostalgia lane, like, and relaxing and bring you to a place of calm and joy or something?
Yeah, I guess it would have been if I ever liked coloring.
Ooh.
I always liked art, but to me, I was a little stressed about, like, oh, you got to keep this in the lines and stuff, and this is pre-decided for you. I always loved drawing, though. So
mm-hmm.
I guess I did draw my own flasks, so that was a little more nostalgic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was. Just in the smell of crayons, too. You know, you got that distinct smell. I had not smelled that in a long time.
Yeah, that distinct smell is really brings you instantly back to childhood.
Totally. But it was fun.
I'm glad it was fun. Thanks for coming and learning with us this week.
Anytime. This episode of Chemistry for Your Life was created by Melissa Cleaney and Jam Robinson. And we'd like to give a special thanks to E. Robinson, who reviewed this episode.